Yeah, to new perk, Yedaf Mim Vov and Aleph. Yeah. Mishnah says, Yesh Bechor L'Nachla, there could be a Bechor firstborn that has a Lochot for Nachla, means to take two portions of Pishnahim. But V'yein Bechor L'Koyin, he doesn't have the second Locho, that is a Pidyon HaBen. Then there's an opposite way, there's a Bechor L'Koyin, and more you have your first son, the firstborn, that has a Kedushas Bechor, that you have to be Poydim, give five Shkolim to the Koyin. But V'yein Bechor L'Nachla, he's not called the firstborn, again, Tilchas Yerusha, he does not take two portions. Then is a case of normally, which is Bechor L'Nachla L'Koyin, a regular Bechor usually has both dinim. That first of all, there's a Kedusha, you have to be paid to him. And secondly, there's a locha that B'shash Yerusha, he takes two portions. That's normal. And there's another case that V'yesh, Shein the Bechor L'Nachla L'Koyin, it could be a case that he's the firstborn, but still he doesn't have Kedusha not to be paid to. And who are then? There's no din Nachla, he does not Yashin either. As we'll see, well, the Mishnah will explain all these different cases. How do you have one without the other? So Mishnah says like this: Eizel b'chor. What's the case of a b'chor l'nachlo that he takes two portions, but v'ein a b'chor l'kerin, he doesn't have. There's no kedusha to be poured to him. That's habor achin nefolim. Let's say the mother first was mapa. The mother had a miscarriage first. Now, in certain cases, that for nachlo, Rashi explained this only. It's called Reshus Oinoi, means the first kid the father has that he feels bad if he dies. But if the mother has a miscarriage, he doesn't feel bad like that the kid died, therefore it's not called Reshus Oinoi. So the next kid they have would be the first one for Nachlo, but not Filchus Bechor, for Pidyon HaBen. But there the Pasuk says, Pet Derechem. That's going to be the first one coming out of the mother's stomach. And here, since this first kid, his navel came out already, so it's not a Bechor L'Koyin. So that's called Habor Achin Nefolim. It's like this: Alpha Pi Shiyotzes Rosh Chai. Even though the kid, let's say, was a Nefil, means we knew the kid was going to die. He's not 9 months old, and even though he put out his head first, the head was alive. Then the head went back in again, and then the other one, there were twins there. The second one came out alive. So the second one now, he's the Bechor L'Nachla, because even though the first one had his head come out, but since the first one was not a Ben Kayomom, so when he dies, like, the father doesn't feel bad. Therefore, that's not called Reshus Oinoi. The second one is considered Reshus Oinoi. But the second one right now has no Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because it's not Peterechem. The first one that stuck his head out, that was the Peterechem. Yeah, and Uden Uben Tisha, let's say also the first kid was a Ben Tisha, was 9 months old in the stomach, but the case was Shiyotza Rosh Hameis, if he put out his head first, his head came out of the mother first, but that came out dead. Says so, the father doesn't feel bad about that. Says so, he's not called the Bechor for Nachlo. Therefore, the next kid that comes out, that's called the Bechor for Nachlo. But Vilchus Pidyon HaBen, since the first one was the Peter Rechem, the second one has no Kedushas of Pidyon HaBen. Same thing, Hamapelos, let's say, Kimin Behema Chai V'yoif. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Let's say the mother was first Mapil, or the baby looked like a Behema, like a Chai V'yoif. In such a case, the father does not feel bad that the kid died. So therefore, that first one is not called Reshus Oinoi. It's not called Misha Liboy Dovolov. Therefore, the second one is called the Bechor L'Nachlo. But the second one is not called the Bechor for Pidyon, because he's not the Peterechem. The Maisa, another kid came out first. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Whoever Vechomer Nechom say no, Achihei Boy Mitzuras Odom. They held no. If the kid has to at least look like an Odom. If the kid that came out, the first one, she was Mapa, did not look like a person, but looked like a behemoth, they all, that's not called a Peterechem. Therefore, the second one that comes out would even have a Kedushas Bechor, would have to have a Pidyon HaBen on it. Rashi says, like, Achieboi Mitzuras Odom, Loichosher Peterechem. It's not called a Peterechem if the kid looks like a behemoth. And therefore, the second one that comes out would have a Pidyon HaBen. That's a Chomashita. Now, Hamapelis Sanda, let's say the first kid that came out, she was Mapil, she had a miscarriage, was a Sanda, and had no face to it at all. It was like a shoe would look like. Or a shoe, it was just the placenta came out. Or a Shafir Marukim, or just like the skin of the Uber came out. Marukim, even like it has little form to it, but still, it's not called Libra Dovolov of these cases. So therefore, the second kid would be a Bechor L'Nachla, but not a Bechor for Kain. Let's say the kid comes out in pieces. It comes out. So again, it's called the Peterechem. But Lamaisa, the second kid, is called Bechor from Nachlo. Again, the father doesn't feel that bit for these first pieces that came out. What's going to be, so Habuach Rahim, whoever comes out after these things, is Bechor Lanachlo. He's called the firstborn, Fichus Yerusha. This is the first kid the father would feel bad about. But V'yein Bechor Lekoin is not a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because there was already a Peter Rechem. Yeah. Now, what's going to be Mishlo Hoyoloi Bon? Let's say a man did not have any children yet. The Nosa Isha, he married a lady, Shekhal Yoda, that she did have children already. So Mela, now the first kid they have, he'll be a Bechor Lanachla, because for Nachla is still in the father's first kid, Rashis Oinoi, but it won't be a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, because that's still in the mother, Peter Rechem. And since the mother already had kids already, it will not be a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen. Hu adin, yes, now oideyu shivcha, let's say the mother was a shivcha and v'nishtachu, she became freed, she had a kid then, rosadeyu aveskechovim v'nizgayru, and mishabois liyisrael yoldo, after she became a Jew, now she had another child. So locher is b'chol anachlo v'yein b'chol akoyin. This Bechor is called a Bechor for Nachlo, but not a Bechor for Koyin. Rashi says, Oideo Shivcha means, Afilo Oide Shivcha Bledi Rishayin. The first time she gave birth, she was a Shivcha. Well, she was a Goyin when she gave birth first. And then she was Mizgayir. When she came to be Yisrael, she gave birth the second she gave birth then. So that kid now is called a Bechor for Nachlo, Shre Lezelu Hoy Lebonim, because the father didn't have any children yet. But not for Kayin, because again, it's not called Peter Rechem. So the Chiddush says, even though when the mother gave birth first, she was a Goy, and then she was Mizgayir, this is the first child she has after she became a Jew, but so what? It's not called a Peter Rechem, it's called she already had a child before, so it won't be called a Bechor for Kayin. Ain Bechor a Kayin. Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, Bechor Lanachla Ulakayin, he holds no, that even though the mother gave birth when she was a Goy, but now when she is Mizgayir, if this is the first child she has, and the husband she has now is the first kid he has, so this kid is a total Bechor. He'll be a Bechor both ways, for Nachla and for Lekayin. Why? Either the mother gave birth already. Shinam Hidashin, the Pasuk says, Peter Rechem be Yisrael, the Pasuk says. Shidashin, Ad Sheyifteru Rechem be Yisrael. It has to be that the first one that comes out of a Jew. See, when this Goya gave birth first, she was a Goya. That's not called the Pecher Rechem be Yisrael. Now when she is Mizgayir, the first kid she has, that kid would be a Bechor for Kayin. Now, Mishoyu Leibonim, let's say a man that had children already. V'nosa Isha Shlo Yoldo, he married a lady that didn't have any children yet. Or else another case would be Nizgayro Muberis, let's say this Goya, she was pregnant, and now she's Mizgayir. Or else Nishtachro Muberis, she was a Shivcha, and she came pregnant, now she became freed, and she gave birth now. So these cases now, it would be called a Bechor for a Kayin, but not a Bechor la Nachla. In the first case, the father already had children ready. So Nachla is totally in the father. But it'll be a Bechor for a Peter Rechem. This is the first time she has a Peter Rechem. Yeah, because that's called the Peter Rechem be Yisrael. It's the first time she's given birth right now. But it will not be a Bechor la Nachla. So Rashi explains why the Nachla not, even in the case where the father didn't have children before. So Rosa Shleib B'Kdusha V'lar B'Nachlahu, because when they first became pregnant, that Zerah, as the father's Zerah, was a Goy's Zerah. So that kid now is not a Bar Nachla. So therefore, he won't Yarshin his father. Another case is, let's say, V'yoldo Hiyukhanis. Let's say a lady gave birth, for it was her first kid. It was a regular Bechor. But in the same room, there was a kahanis that gave birth, and the two babies got mixed up. Or else he, Olivia, a regular lady gave birth to a regular Bechor, but there's another baby, Olivia, Levi, Olivia, she gave birth also, and the two kids got mixed up. Or else he, V'isha, Shekhal Yoda, or else now a lady gave birth the first time to Bechor, and there was another lady that also gave birth to her second kid. So kids of the babies got mixed up, so we don't know which baby is whose. V'chein the same thing, Mishloi Hosho Soliacha Bailish Lash Chadoshim. A lady that her first husband died, and she did not wait 3 months to remarry. She remarried the next month, and she became pregnant. So we have a doubt now, Venissa, she got married a second time. The older, and she gave birth after, like, you know, 7 months later. The end of the day, we do not know in Ben Tishal Rishon if the real father was the first husband. In Ben Shivul Yachron, was the father the second husband, and she gave birth 7 months from the second husband. So in all these last cases, Bechor Lekoyin, like for sure, it's called the Peterechnia. One of these ladies for sure gave birth to a Bechor. So that lady or that father, he's going to have to be paid with. He's going to have to give Chamisha Shkolim to the Kayin. But in all these cases, V'yein HaBachor L'Nachla, the kid is not a kid to Yarshin to take two Chalakim of the father. Because we do not know. Like in the first case, it was a mixture. We do not know which kid it is. We do not know who the real father is. So therefore, he can't take Yerusha. So even though there is a Vade Bechor here, but that Bechor can't claim his Yerusha, because we do not know who is the real father. The kid got mixed up. This is another case. We could have a Bechor Lakuna. You'll have to be paid to him, but it won't be a Bechor L'Nachla. There's no Dini Kid Yashin. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this, Ein HaRosh Poit Le B'Nefalim. Yishno, the head comes out, mother gives birth to the baby, and just the head comes out, even though usually we hold the head alone, is called a Leda, but it's not a Leda for Nefalim. The kid like comes out dead, so just the fact the head came out, that's not called a lady yet. The head goes back in again, and then she gives birth to another kid. The second kid is called the Bechor, not the first one. She says, my time, what's his reason? The Pasuk says, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Biapov. Whoever Nishmas Chaim in his bapim, in his nose, as if to say, Kol Heichod the Nishmas Ruach Chaim Biapov, if he has life in his nose, means the head's alive. Hu Dechor Shabresho. Then the head is called something, bapi means then the head is a choshev, a leida like. But iduch le choshev resha. But if the head comes out dead like by a nefil, so that's not called a leida, that's Shmuel's chiddush. So if the kid comes out, just the head comes out, and then the head goes back again, that's not called a leida at all. So Marcel asked the question, is that true? Tanam learned in our Mishnah, haborach and nefolim, if the second kid comes out after first the nefil came out, and what was the case? Shayotza Roishachai, that the first head came out, the nephil's head, it was only a 7th month of a baby in the stomach, but his head came out, he was alive. Or else, Oden Tisha Shayotza Roishamais, or else it was a 9-month-old baby, and his head came out dead, and then the head went back in again, and then a second kid comes out, so we say that second kid is not called a Bechor Lakuna, there's no good opinion Aben, because he's not called Katerechim. So Moshe says, "Ketoni means what we learn here. Roishoi, mashma, just because the head came out, that's called the leida, and therefore the second one is not called a peterechem. It's not called a bechor lakuna." So Moshe says, "No. According to Shmuel, my roishoi. You know what the Mishnah means to say roishoi? The head came out. It means roishoi rubai. It means to say the head and most of the body, not just the head alone. It means the head and most of the body came out. Therefore, it's called the leida. Therefore, the second one is not called a peterechem." Gemara says, so, the listener Rubai, the Mishnah should have said that, the Mishnah should have said Rubai. Gemara says, true, Bidinu really, the boiler le misni Rubai, really the Mishnah should have said Rubai, most of the body came out. But V'yayi did the boiler le misni Sefer, since it wants to say in the Sefer of our Mishnah, that the case is, what's going to be Ben Tisha Shiyotza Roisha Mace, a kid with a kid, the baby is a 9-month-old baby, but that comes out the Mace. So then we say the second one that comes out, he's called a Bechor Lanachlo, but not a Bechor for Kuna. Now, Taima de Roisha Meis. Why is the second one called a Bechor Lanachlo? Because the first one's head came out a dead Meis. Therefore, the father's not double. He doesn't worry about it. Ha Roisha Chai, but if the first head, the 9-month-old baby, would have come out alive, then that's called a complete Leda. And the father is even Dovolov. And therefore, Bu Akrav, even though his head would go back in again, and another baby, the other twin, will come out first, is a bo'achor b'chor l'nachlo namalo hevei. So the second kid now will not be a b'chor at all, not for nachlo and not for kuna. So that's why the Mishnah wants to say the loch of reishoi, tona reishoi nami reishoi. That's why in the reishoi also it talks about the mace, it also says the head, or it talks about the chai. But really it's lav davka the head alone, or there it means even rubai. Just here it says reishoi alone, because it means all this chiddush. That's only because it was a mace. But if it would have been a chai, then the second one is not a bechor at all. Gemara says, so, that's the pshat, it's only for the diyek. So my kamashmalan, like, what are you teaching me? What's the whole diyek going to teach me? My kamashmalan, what are we going to hear from this diyek? That the chivon, the mapik le'resho, as soon as the kid comes out, his head comes out, and he's alive, heavy leida, it's called a complete leida. If like a bent kayama, 9-month-old baby, puts out his head, that's called a complete leida. So where it says, Tanini, he's learned the Mishnah in Chulin already. That hoitzi roishoi. Let's say the kid puts out his head, that here's one of the behemoth. Behemoth put out his head. Alpha pi shechzi, even though he puts his head back in again. And then you shech the mother. So reze kilud, it's called like the kid was born already. And the shechit the same does not help for the kid. So what do you have to say again? What do we need the deacon our Mishnah for? So Mishnah says, yes, maybe there's a big difference. Vechitem, maybe I'll tell you, ashmin and behemoth. Ukamashmon biyodim. There in the Chulin song about a behema, and here a song about an Adam. And I'll tell you, the Yodim of Hema, Loyal, because I'm not one from the other. Why? The Yodim of Hema, if it were just say by a behema, that it's called the Leda, the head, I would not know by an Adam also. Why? The less lay praised her. Because by a behema, there's no praised her. So therefore, when the head comes out, you can only see it, so that's called the Leda. But by regular Isha, where there's a praise there, there's a vagina there and inside, that even the head starts to come out, you can't see it so well. So maybe there it's not called a lady yet. So that's why in the Chiddush in our Mishnah, even by an Isha, by an Adam, it's also called a lady. And the opposite way, Behema miyodim loyalfa. We would just said our Mishnah, I would not know Behema. Mishum the choshiv parts of Ponim the day. Because by a person, I'll tell you, his head is very choshiv. The head means the whole body. So if when the head of an Adam comes out, that's called a lady. But if the head of a behemoth is not so choshev, so I would not know by a behemoth. So therefore, I need both Mishnahis and here in the Mishnah in Chulin. So therefore, it's not a kasha why our Mishnah has to say a deed teaches this chiddush that if the head would have come out chai, and echnami, that's called the gezunta, that's called the real leida. Yeah. Yeah. So the Marno. We learned this also. We learned that yotzo kedarkoi, if the behemoth comes out, the baby comes out normally. Mishiyotzo roiv roishoi, if most of the head comes out, that's called a leida. So Rashi says there's a gemara namitinin, the gemara in behemoth makasha about a behemoth that hoitzi uba roishoi b'shash chita imoi herezik yulud. No, that's the more before. Rashi says, no. Hanamatin here more means Gabi Odom, Masech the Nida. That Misha Yotzer Roiv Roisha Heavy Yelud. The Afilo Vachzir of Lenoilad Aliyacha Kuf Yomim Choshev Yelud Miyom Rishon, the Chashvin Le Yimei Tum of Atari Miyom Rishon. That's the Gemara Nida. So they have to do more now. That Hanam, we learned this also now, Hanamatinina. They learned Yotzer Kedarkoi, if a baby comes out normally. So Mishiyotza Roiv Roishe, once most of his head comes out. Fiyezel Roiv Roishe, what's considered most of the head? Mishiteitze Padachtoi. As soon as his forehead comes out, that's called the Leida. And from then on, the mother has to start keeping her Tumah B'Tayra, as if she gave birth then. And she's told me for a boy it's 7 days, for a girl it's 14 days. So kids, we learned already once that if the head comes out, it's called the Leida. So what do we need the diyek of our Mishnah for? So who our Mishnah is not teaching us a diyek, but our Mishnah, when it says ratio, it means the head mamish. So if so, when our Mishnah says the head even of a mace, mashma, the head of a mace is also called a leida. And so the Gemara says, Tiyufta di Shmuel, Tiyufta Sachakashan Shmuel. That Shmuel said that if an uber nefer comes out, the head is not called a leida. And there we say yes, even though it's a nefer, now Mishnah's mashma know that even though the behem is a mace, for as long as the head comes out, that's called a leida. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Padachas Pateras Pachol Mokom, that when the forehead comes out, that's called a good leida. Pachutz min anachla. But by nachla it's not enough. If just the forehead comes out, that does not give medin bechor to take two portions. Why? My time, what's the reason? Yakir Omer Rachman, the Torah is mashed by bechor, you have to be able to recognize him. And you can't recognize a kid until more than just the forehead comes out. You need the whole face to come out to recognize the kid. That's for Shlokish. For Rav Yochanan Amar no, afilu l'nachlo, b'chol makom, even l'nachlo also, l'maisa, the kid comes out, for the head comes out, even though just the forehead, most of the head comes out, that's also called the b'chor even l'nachlo. Now the Gemara says, b'chol mokum asui mai. That we say loshin is that padachtas pateras b'chol mokum. What does it come to include? Lav lesuya hoda tarnabona. That we learned. Learn like this. Giyoris sheyotza padachas uvlado b'yoyse nochris. Let's say it was a giyoris. She was pregnant, and the head came out. The baby, the head came out. Mishtulagoy. V'yachak kach nizgayro. And then she became a Jew. The halacha is ain noistin law yimei tumah v'yimei tayra. She doesn't have any halachas of tumah v'tayra, so you'll let this. Because since the head, the fire came out when she was still a goy, it's considered like she gave birth when she was a goya, and a goya has no tumah v'tayra, and therefore also v'yena meviya korban leida. She does not have to bring a korban meida, a korban leida, because it's considered like she gave birth when she was a goya. So it's also like this Rabbi Yochanan, that when she gives birth, as long as the forehead comes out, that's called a leida. Well, even though Rosh Lakos also agreed to this, Rosh Lakos on Yagis Vilchas Nachla, he says that for Nachla you have to have the whole face, it could be makarit. But not for Nachla, Stam Vilchas Leida, he also agrees that as soon as the head, the padachas, comes out, that's called a birth. Meis, we have a question. Vidashni says, Yakir Zuha Korosponim. Plus, he says, by Bechor Yak, you have to recognize him. What's called recognize him? That's called a korosponim, recognize the face. V'yezi akoros, what's called recognizing the face? Parts of ponim imachoitim. That means you have clearly the whole face with the nose. So l'chur you see, not like Rish Lakish. L'chur you see like Rish Lakish here. That yakir means you have to see the whole face with the nose. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's enough the forehead alone. So more said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, t'ni learn here ad hachoitim. Means you have to have the forehead down until the nose, but not more. Even Rabbi Yochanan is good according to Rabbi Yochanan also. Just means up until the nose, but not included. Torah Shema, come in here. It says, Ein mi'idim elo parts of ponim im achoitim. So you want to say edus, the most case a husband died, and you want to come back and tell edus to the wife, I saw your husband is dead. So how do you have to say edus? You have to see his parts of ponim, his face, im achoitim, with the nose. So again, mashma, not like Rabbi Yochanan, mashma, you have to recognize the face also, the whole face. So Moses says, no, according to Rabbi Yochanan again, to me learn, ad achoitim is nothing to see until the nose. So there's no kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Torshma coming here, it says, padachas, beloi parts of ponim. Padachas means the head without the face, without the rest of the face. Or else parts of ponim, beloi padachas. Ein midah, you can't say that, we only see half, you can't say this, that you know that man died. Ad yeh shneim, unless you could see both, the forehead and the face. Im achoitim, with the nose. And the Yom Rabbi, we tell him of kind of micro, where's the pasuk with this? It says, a pasuk in Shayo, HaKoros Ponim Onsum Bom. Ons looks like Eidus, like they say Eidus, you have to have a Koros Ponim, you have to be able to see the whole face. So it's a Kashin of Yechonon, here you have to see, you have to be able to recognize the whole face. So where it says, Shani Eidus Isha, the Yachma Barabon, it could be a bit of agrees, that by Eidus Isha, if you want to come and say Eidus, that you saw the husband is dead, there it's only good Eidus if you see his whole face. But if a Bechor Yakir, it's enough if you can just recognize the forehead alone. So I ask the question, is that true that there's a Chumra by Eidus Isha? For the Gemara, Miach Mira, we Machma by Eidus Isha, if you're to now learn like this, Hochzaku Liyois, Masiyim Eid Mepiyed, Hochzaku means we believe by Eidus Isha, an Eid Mepiyed, even though you didn't see the husband nice, just somebody else told you. You're allowed to tell the wife, I heard that your husband died. Never can tell an Isha. Get her from a Shivcha. So see, they made a lot of coolers here by Isha. So Marin says, Kiyakil Rabbonin Bisoifa. Worm with Rabbonin Makel Bisoifa. That means by the Eidus itself, whoever comes and tells us, they saw him dead. But Bitchiloso, when you first come to see the Eidus, whoever sees the mace, how much of the mace do you have to see? They'll kill the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin will not machmir. And the other one said, what's called an Eidus? Only somebody that saw the whole face of the mace. You have to see his forehead and his face. So it won't be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Here the Rabbanu wa machma, the Eidus Isham, you have to be able to see the whole face. But for the din of a Bechor, Yakir, there it's enough just to recognize the forehead. For your boy, another pshat could be, I tell you, in Mem Zayin, is that Yakir lechud, for Yakor is part of lechud. And the Pasuk by Bechor says the word Yakir, there it's enough just to be able to recognize of the forehead. But the other pasuk says, V'hakoras ponim, that's a bigger lashon. Here it's mashma, you have to have edus to see the whole face and the forehead. V'hakoras ponim lechud. So if it wouldn't be a kashan of Yechonon, it could be, as soon as the Bechor puts out just his forehead, that's also considered a leida for even for Yechus Nachla also. Itma, learn like this. What's going to be? Hoyuloi bonim, the yosi avikechavim. And let's say that the people had kids when they were goy. Then it's gayer. Then both the man and wife, both of them is gayer, became Jews now. So v'yechon nomar ein loy bechol anachla. The father has another kid now to give birth a second now when they're Jews. That firstborn is not called a bechol anachla. Could be, it would be a bechor for peterechem that we had before. That's the peterechem be Yisrael. So it would be a bechor for lekayin, but not for nachla, since the father already had a kid already. So it's not called reshus einai. Even though the first kid was a guy, so what? It's not called reshus einai. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. For Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shamano, yesh lo bechol anachla, the second kid, that's the kid that's called reshus einai. Will even be a lachal bechor for nachla also. What's the svara? Listen, the father had a kid already when he was a guy, so what? But it was his kid, that was his reshus einai, his first zera. So the second kid is not as bechor l'nachlo. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shamano, yesh lo bechor l'nachlo. The second kid they had, the first one, when they were a Jew, that's called the bechor even for nachlo for Yerusha. Why? Because Rish Lakish holds, ger shen is gayer, kekotin shen eladami. A ger, once he's misgayer, becomes a Jew, it's like a new start, it's like a kotin shen eladami. And therefore, that's called now as reshus einai, the first kid he has. The Mor says, the oz lo tamayah, both of Yochanan Shekel's going according to the wrong time. The Yitma, we don't like this also, Gemara Yevamis, about the mitzvah's true revu. It says, Ho, you loid bonim b'yosef kechavim. Let's say this goyim had kids when they were goyim, and then in his goyim, the parents became a Jew. They were both misgayim. So, v'yechna noma kayim pru revu. Yes, the father was ready to mekayim the mitzvah, even though the kids he had when he was a goy, but still called his kids, he was mekayim the mitzvah. V'shim malakas shamano, loid kayim. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. V'yechna noma kayim is mekayim the mitzvah. As the pasuk says, "Lo yisoyu b'royu l'shevas yitzarom," Hashem created this world that people should be living, should have people living on the world. So, since l'maisa this guy had kids, so even though now he is mizgayer, I'm not sure if the kids also have to be mizgayer also or not. That I'm not sure. But l'maisa is considered like he has kid. He was mekayim the inyan of l'shevas yitzarom. He has people living on the world. So therefore, he's mekayim his mitzvah. Hashem melakish shamar. Loikayim peruvu. No, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah now. Why? Because now that he was mizgayim, became a Jew. The klal is again, Rish Lakish holds that ger shen is gayim, a ger when he becomes a Jew is kekotin shen oldam, is kid like a new kid, and now this new kid, like he never had kids yet, so therefore he has to still have new kids to mekayim the mitzvah. So again, so you have this machlokes twice, whether you say the svar of a ger shen is gayim is kekotin or not. The Gemara says it's trichu. Need the machlokes both places. Deitna bovil on the halakah ma'aseh in the first place, and now halakah by bechor l'nachlo. I would have said b'halakah Rishon Melakish. Maybe only over there does Rish Lakish say that a katan shen is gayer is a ger shen is gayer is like a new kid, and they didn't have any kids yet, and therefore now his first bechor is even l'nachlo. You know why? Mishum to be yosad kechov, because when he was a goy, lav b'nei nachlo ninu. These kids are not b'nei nachlo. So Tarsus learns that even though the Gemara Kedushin says that a goy yashins his father midiraisa, but there's no din bechor. There's no din bechor by a goy. It's only by a Jew. See, Rish Lakish would agree, because when the goy, when they were goyim, that firstborn, even they consider like his kid, but there's no din bechor by a goy. So now they became a Jew. This is the first time they have lachal bechor. That's why he agrees with. Therefore, he holds it's called a nachla. It's called the first kid for nachla. Abu behold, but in the second halach of apru revu. Even Moedel Rabbi Yochanan made Rish Lakish agree to Rabbi Yochanan that Lamaisa the guy had kids, even though he was a guy then. But so what? Lamaisa he had kids as his kids, so maybe it was mekayim the mitzvah already. The loy toyu b'roel l'shevus yitzarah. The world was created not to be empty but to be full. For avod loy shevus, he did something that people should be living here. So I would have thought maybe Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why I need the machlokes even in the second case, that for the mitzvah puruvu also Rish Lakish holds he did not mekayim the mitzvah. Now, v'yitma b'hof, we would have just learned the machlokes in the second case, by having kids, maybe on over there, Rabbi Yochanan says that the goy was mekayim the mitzvah. Because he had children when he was a goy, even though now he's mezgayer, but it's still considered his children. Avo b'hof, but in the first halacha about nachlo, maybe he would agree that even though he had a kid when he was a goy, but since that kid has no kashet b'chorro, there's no halacha of a b'chor by a goy, maybe now the first kid he has when he's a Jew, maybe that should be the bechor for nachlo. So it's tzricha.
That's why the kids who need the machlokes both places, both by yuchas pechol and nachlo, and by yuchas mitzvahs pru revu. Now the Gemara says tanan. We learn like this tanan. Mishlo hayu leibonim. A man who didn't have any children. V'nos ishes shekha yoda. And he married a wife that had children already. Or else, oida shivcha v'nishtachro. She was a shivcha. She had children when she was a shivcha, and then she became freed. Rose oida v'nishtachavim. She was a shik, so the mother was first a goya, and she had children as gashim, became a ger. Now, when mishabosel yisoy yoda, after she became a Jew, now she gave birth. So locher is uvlod v'yoda. She gave birth. So it says bechor l'nachlo. The first kid you have right now is a bechor l'nachlo, but v'yena bechor l'kayin. It's not a bechor to give to a kayin, because since the mother already gave birth already, she's not called a peterechem. So therefore, but l'nachlo it is though. There's more. So let's say yoda miman. Who did she give birth from? Yileima mi Yisrael. She gave birth from a Yisrael now. Shloho yilabonim. That the father didn't have any children yet. If so, my irigiyurus. What do you have to say? The case of that the mother was a goya, or she was a shivcha. Afilu bas Yisrael, now maybe the same halacha by bas Yisrael. So what? That it's a bechor lenachlo, but it's not a bechor for kain. Is that the kash? Who'd she come pregnant from right now? Yoldim iman. Who'd she come pregnant from? Yilema from a regular Yisrael. That shlohoy lebonim. He didn't have any children yet. So that's what we say now. This kid is a bechor lenachlo, but he's not a bechor. Lakuna is a ma'ir giyuris v'shivcha filu bas Yisrael. I'm going to say malacha, a regular bas Yisrael. That if the father now got married to a lady that had kids already, but this is the first time the father was having a kid, so that we had in the Mishnah.
All right, turn over.